This recording, Gansu 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duxbury Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch goose began to stalk around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Common, Common," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Common was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's low back with her pen, then saying a term to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, he wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. So Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis, although immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mirror out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Well, today I will introduce my hometown to you. I come from Lanzhou. Lanzhou is the capital of Gansu province in China's land territory of the geometric center, north and south hills sprawling areas, the Yellow River to wear something over the city. The weather in Lanzhou is comfortable, not too hot in summer and not too cold in winter, but sometimes it's a little dry. The Lanzhou is very beautiful, abound in lily, beef noodles soup in the characteristic here. Niangpis also, and here are so many places of interest, just like Zhongshan Qiao and the Yellow River in the mother, and other interesting places.
Kongzi, Lun Yu, Xue Er Di Yi. Zi Yue, Xue Er Shi Zhi, Bu Yi Yue Hu. Yu Peng Zi Yuan Fang Lai, Bu Yi Le Hu. 人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二。子曰：诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰：思无邪。子游问孝，子曰：今之孝者，士未能养，至无犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？子曰：士所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉所哉？人焉所哉？